When you're comparing yourself or you're looking at your business, but when you're measuring the success of your business, what are you using to benchmark? Because what I'm saying is like, we want to be the best real estate brokerage in Middle Tennessee, right? It's like, we want to be the best daycare in all of 37221. It makes my skin crawl when people want to be the best of whatever little area they in. And he said, look at that place right there. Best crabs in Pasadena. And he was like, crabs in Pasadena suck, man. When you work with people that are doing much better than you, you will do better.
Yes.
So if you're the top person or the top thing of your organization, you're not really as good as you can be because somebody somewhere is better than you. Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you need to tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Gerard.
Sarah.
We're back. I'm going to talk about some stuff. What are we going to talk about today? We're talking about what? Just being the best not benchmarking yourself against benchmark yourself against excellence, not just your local surroundings or your fishbowl.
Right, about that chapter you've got in your book that you're working on.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is like, you know, when you're comparing yourself or you're looking at your business, and not so much comparing, but when you're measuring the success of your business, you're measuring the success of your business, what are you using to benchmark? Because what I'm saying is like, you get like, you know, we want to be the best real estate brokerage in Middle Tennessee, right? It's like, we want to be the best daycare in all of 37221 or whatever. Yeah. So whatever it is, right? So really, are you really being the best? Or are you measuring yourself against what's in your fishbowl?
Right.
Right.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. So like, when your daycare is like, what do you want to be? I mean, what do you want to provide? What do you want to provide, and what do you want to be when it comes to your business?
Right. Well, I mean, like you said, with everybody saying that they want to be the best, right? I would always go into the meetings at work. People know this that work for me, that I was like, we want to be the Chick-fil-A. Of drop-in childcare centers.
Chick-fil-A of drop-in childcare centers. See, and you know what's cool?
And everybody knows what that means, right?
Everybody knows what that means, right?
Yeah.
Crown jewel. So what she says is like that. So and then again, we don't really talk about this stuff, right, with each other, because we work together, and we need to work more together.
We do.
And like, do more things like this. But we don't really, it's hard for people who have a spouse that you work with, it's hard to kind of do your work, or do, if you don't work with them, it's hard to be at work all day and then come home and talk more about work that you've talked about all day. It's just tough, right? It's not fun.
I mean, for me, it's a little different. Like, once I start talking about something, it's really hard for me to turn it off, because, like, you know, we always talk about the hot tub being the place where all the magic comes to life, because that's where all the ideas come into play. We're relaxed, you know, and then we're still talking about work and business. And so, but yeah, I could just, once I'm in that zone, it's really hard for me to turn it off. You're able to just be like, okay, I've done enough. This is my time. The clock has run out. The timer has gone off. And you're able to switch. I can't do that.
Well, I don't really switch. I got to take it with me because I'm always working. Like, and that's unfortunate, but it is. It's the nature of the business I'm in. Is like, I'm always on call. I'm always, and people say that all the time. Well, man, you got to have hours between this and then that. But you know what, though? If you're talking tens of thousands of dollars on the line, you got to pick up the phone. Like I do. I mean, I don't have the luxury of saying, we're not, we don't want to make that money right now. I don't have, I'm not in that luxury. You know, I don't have that luxury. Mm-hmm. But okay, so she wants to be Chick-fil-A of mm-hmm. dropping daycares, right? Yep. And you know, so there's a couple organizations that I've been in where, and that's the thing, it makes my skin crawl when people want to be the best of whatever little area they in. And it takes me back to this, right? So the year was 2013 or 14. I can't really remember, but it was like 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 2013. And we had this big, basically we had a huge catastrophe on the side, on the supply chain side. And we screwed some stuff up really bad. Well, the sales people did, and something happened where basically we had to duplicate all these orders and get people the stuff. Mm-hmm. So then at the end of the year, we won this award. We won an award for like supply chain operation of the year. And I had to accept the award. I got the award. And we're all excited and we're all happy. And it reminds me of like, remember in Karate Kid? You remember Karate Kid when Johnny came in second? And then he took his trophy and broke
the
his
original
trophy.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Karate Kid, the original, not the one with the Will Smith kid in it, but the second, the real one, Cobra Kai, right? Mm-hmm. So John Kreese broke Johnny's trophy mm-hmm. when he came in second. Mm-hmm. So we win the supply chain award, and we're like, we're on top of the world. And Mike looking at me smiling, and he was like, you know, You're not that great. And it takes me back to we were in a car and we're driving, and he said, look at that place right there. It said, so we worked in Curtis. So the building that I worked in was in Curtis Bay, Maryland. If you know anything about Curtis Bay, it's like, look it up. South Baltimore, yeah. Smokestacks. It's like a bunch of busted up warehouses, mm-hmm. right?
Pretty much.
And then we drove off, and there's this town called Pasadena. You guys know where that is. So like Pasadena, mm-hmm. Maryland's right there. And he said, look, Gerard, look at that. Best crabs in Pasadena. And he was like, crabs in Pasadena suck, man. But they got the best crabs in Pasadena. And they had the nerve to put a sign out there to say that they had the best crabs in Pasadena, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Pasadena is not known for their crabs. Mm-mm. But they had the best crabs in Pasadena. So then when I won this award, he was like, wait,
that just reminded me that movie that the kids love, Elf. And he was like, yeah, the best coffee in New York.
Yeah. See, it's the best coffee in New York.
And he took her out for a date to have the best coffee in New York in this spot. That
what did it look like?
The best coffee. It was funny. You got to watch it. I'm sure everybody's seen Elf, but if you haven't, that's funny.
Yeah. So like, so then for mm-hmm. me, I win the supply chain award. I'm like the best supply chain manager in all of Baltimore. And he was like, yo, man, you're just like that crab place. He said, man, you suck. He said, you're not good. He said, you're the best in Curtis Bay. You're the mm-hmm. best supply chain guy in Southeast Baltimore. Stop comparing yourself to the people around you and become world class. That's when you're good, because you're going to leave this area of Curtis Bay, South Baltimore, mm-hmm. and you're going to compare yourselves to the Walmarts and the Amazons and the GMs of the world, and you're going to find out that you're not that good. Mm. Right? So what he did was he told me to stop thinking about being the best of my little pool. Mm. Be the best of the best. So what you got to do is, like, so some of the organizations, so I was with, you know, I was with the Chamber of Commerce, so we were talking about being the best in Middle Tennessee. I'm like, man, that's great. But what you need to do is, so for you mm-hmm. and your drop-in daycare situation, there's not many drop-in daycares in this neck of the woods.
No.
So what I would do is I'd find the best drop-in daycare in the United States and find out what they're doing mm-hmm. and do what they do better. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So what we used to do is we would call Amazon, we'd call Walmart and be like, yo, man, can we just come sit in your warehouse and just see how great it is? Mm-hmm. And then that way compare yourself to the great.
Mm-hmm. You got to do your research.
Mm-hmm. But then you want to compare yourself. Don't compare yourself to what you know.
Right.
Because what you know might not even be great.
Right.
It might be crabs in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, those are some of the things that, you know, like, so it just don't think small, mm-hmm. right? Think
that's
big.
Essentially what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying don't think small. Mm-hmm. Think about being the best that you could possibly be. And Chick-fil-A is pretty good.
I think so.
And people say whatever you want about them, right? But, I mean, whatever you want to say about Chick-fil-A,
right.
I'll say this. They can work 6 days a week mm-hmm. and make more money than some people that are work seven and open till whatever time they're open.
Yep, and they can have a 15-year-old taking your order or a 70-year-old taking your order, and they're still going to treat you the same way.
My pleasure.
Yeah, excellent customer service, impeccable customer service. They never forget the sauce, which if you go on through any fast food delivery, you can't forget the sauce. Like, no. That's the one thing. Like, I will stop going to a place if they forget my sauce. So that's why Chick-fil-A has really become my favorite. But
I make sure to always put that. That explains a lot. Because I'll make ribs, right? I'll make ribs sometimes. Yeah. And mm-hmm. she's like, where's the sauce?
I love his sauce. He has a secret sauce.
Well, but. Friday, we're gonna do that. We're gonna cook some ribs.
Yeah, can't wait.
That'll be out there videoing that. We're gonna put a video of that too.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got the best crabs on this. I got the best ribs on the street. I got the best rib. I make the best ribs in this neighborhood.
Mm. Period.
Period. But do I have the best ribs in Nashville, Tennessee?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is I can't compare myself to that. Mm-hmm. You got to compare yourself to like bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. So Mike got on me, and he used to always remind me that. He used to always remind me that when you think you're good, mm-hmm. you're really not that good. Oh, mm-hmm. that's we're leading into it now. So it's just like that, just like with the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the best in my class. I'm the fastest in my class. It's like track, right? I'm the fastest kid at my school. And then you go to the meet in another conference and get smoked.
Yeah. Where they come from?
I don't know. Somewhere in the South, usually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's like you can't compare yourself to your pond, your mm-hmm. your sandbox. You can't look at your little sandbox. Mm-hmm. You got to get outside of your sandbox.
Yeah, basically.
And that mm-hmm. happened a couple of years ago when I was looking for real estate brokerages. I resigned as the principal broker and owner of a firm. And then I had to go be another real estate agent somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So guess what? I was broker owner. I was number one mm-hmm. in my office behind the other owner. Number one, number two, salesperson. I left. I went to a new brokerage. And I was like number 489.
Mm-hmm. That's when you really found out.
But no, I knew that. But right. what it did, though, guess what, though? I ain't 489 anymore.
It helped you level up.
I ain't number one, mm-hmm. but I ain't 489. Mm-hmm. I'm probably top. I don't even know. I'm above 50.
Don't lie now.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know.
You don't know.
But I know this. I know that I work with some really good people. I know that rising tides raise all ships. Mm. You know, I knew that.
I never heard that.
The cream rises to the top.
Okay, I've heard that.
Right? So what I'm saying is like when you work with people that are doing much better than you, mm-hmm. you will do better.
Yes.
So if you're the top person or the top thing of your organization, mm-hmm. you're not really as good as you can be because right. somebody somewhere is better than you.
So you just have to make sure that you're always growing.
And go sit next to that person.
Yeah.
And go sit next to that person or ask that person what they're doing.
How do they do it? I get emails like every week and I pass them on to him. Like, just how are you able to have the business that you have be so successful for so long? People, you know, are really struggling. And I mean, not to say we have our moments as well.
We struggle too.
We know exactly what they're going through, but, like they reach out, they do those things.
And that's cool. And that's one thing I learned. And that's mm-hmm. actually the best thing I ever did was mm-hmm. I don't have a problem saying, I don't know.
Right.
I don't have a problem saying I'm not good at that.
Right. And a really confident, successful person or business, they won't mind you. They won't mind sharing with you. They're going to tell you, what they did and what it took.
And
right.
There's two reasons why they do that. Mm-hmm. Number one is, people that there's enough business, it's the abundance mindset. mm-hmm. right? There's plenty of us. There's plenty of work to go around. There's plenty of business. There's plenty of money to go around for everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you go through the mindset of there's enough for everyone, mm-hmm. then everybody does well. And the second reason why people do it is they know that if you could tell somebody all their secrets, mm-hmm. only like 1% of the people are going to do it.
Yeah, true. You could tell them all day long what they have to do and they're going to be like, that's too hard. I don't want to do that. Okay. You know, and then they start getting discouraged, but you're right. Like it really is. If you really want to know what it takes, I'm going to tell you, but only 1% are really going to go back and do it.
That's it. I mean, it, just like all the social media stuff, mm-hmm. right? So there's all these things and all these people telling you what to do and this and that, and all these sales coaches saying, do this, this, mm-hmm. this, and this. They tell all the secrets because this stuff mm-hmm. is really hard.
It is.
It's easy to know all the stuff. Mm-hmm. It's easy to have all the information.
It's easy to have all the little quotes and the sayings and be able to say them at the drop of a dime.
But it's super hard to stay consistent and do all the things it takes to be great.
And actually implement it.
It's super hard.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. But you can't teach that.
No.
No.
You can't. You got to be able to, and you can't do all of it. Mm-mm. But you got to be able to be consistent to make yourself better mm-hmm. and be consistent with the process and not the results.
Right. Just work on making yourself, what do they say, 1% better every day?
Yeah, that's what they say. You know, I don't say that.
I don't say that either.
I don't say any of those things. I don't, because right. I really get mad. I don't get mad, but I listen to these people say that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's easy for you to say, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to get on the internet and say, all you got to do is this and this, this and this. But guess what? You got 4 kids that go to private mm-hmm. school. You got to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You got to run a business. People got bank payroll. Mm-hmm. You got all this stuff, yeah. right? So going back to all that is like, hey, you know, just put yourself two things. Number one, always benchmark yourself against excellence, not your surroundings. And number two, ask people that do it and have done it successfully, ask them what mm-hmm. they did. They'll probably tell you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if they don't, just go find somebody that will.
And they will. But in my experience, yeah. Most people mm-hmm. have told me what they do. Mm-hmm. And then, but they told me that, hey man, this is super hard, but mm-hmm. you got to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And it is really hard. Mm-hmm. So going back to the best crabs in Pasadena, you know, Mike laughed at me mm-hmm. because I won an award. I felt like he took my trophy and crumbled it up like mm-hmm. John Kreese did.
Karate Kid.
And he just laughed at me. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even acknowledge the fact that I was the best supply chain guy in Pasadena, in Curtis Bay.
You want a pat on the back?
I still have the trophy. Mike, man, I love you, man. I appreciate you. But you taught me a lot. I don't think you even know. But you mm-hmm. taught me so much stuff, man, when it came to that kind of stuff. But, you know, what it did do is it told me don't compare myself around my surroundings. Mm-hmm. Don't be the best on the block. Mm-hmm. Be the best.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Nah, be the best. And the kids do it. Like, they know that if they're going to play football, they're going to run track, they're going to wrestle, they can be the best at the school. They could be the best mm-hmm. in their division. Mm-hmm. And they could be the best in the state. And then they go to the national championship and get the brakes beat off of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because somebody else is better than them. Mm-hmm. So you got to train yourself and train for your business to be the best that it possibly can. You can wear the medal around your neck and say that I'm the best in whatever city or whatever state, but you're not really, you're doing yourself a disservice or you're selling yourself short. And that's what happened when we left real estate brokerages. Mm-hmm. There were some people that wanted to be at the brokers they were in because they could be number one.
That's crazy.
I want to be somewhere where I could be number one.
Mm. And some people have that mentality,
and that's okay. If you want to do that, that's fine. You're going to be this big, and you're going to love your medal. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your little trophy, put it on the thing. And you're going to be number one, mm-hmm. but you're going to be selling yourself short. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you're doing yourself a disservice, and that's okay. If you want to be in your sandbox and you want to stay in your box, that's okay. But don't be upset if you don't achieve the goals that you mm-hmm. want, because you're not really achieving your best potential. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. So what else? We good?
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you covered all the bases on that one.
Yeah. So, and you did too. You said a lot. So don't be the best coffee in New York. don't be the best supply chain manager in Curtis Bay.
Right.
And don't have the best crabs in Pasadena.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye.